طب طيب So we said, Yisurim were a gift, and you don't ask for gifts. So if there's more to this, and it's much deeper. The bottom line is we also don't, you don't ask for tests, because if you ask for a test, you have to fail. That's another klal we're going to get to now. We learned that from David HaMelech, who asked for a test, and because of that, he had to fail. We don't assume that we'll be able to pass our tests, so therefore we don't ask for them. But if they get given to you, you have to recognize the value of it. We don't ask for Yisurim because who knows how we'll deal with the Yisurim. Asking for Yisurim says, hey, I can handle this. Give me Yisurim. I know what to do with it. Who says? The aspect of Gaiva in asking for Yisurim and asking for the test as well. Much more on the subject, but we have enough to work with. Nobody else begging for your surim yet. It's not a problem practically. Is it? It's a perfect opportunity to take what's happening to you and work it through practically without sugars and see why you're thinking wrong. No? Feel like doing that?
If it's given to you,
Of course. It may stretch you. It may hurt while the muscles are developing. But for sure, you know, otherwise just a bashing. Again, with Hashem's help. If you're gonna go it alone, you're not gonna get through the nisoin. But the definition of a soin is at some point to deal with a Kodesh Baruch in your life. The goal of the Yisuri, of the Nisayoin, is for you to Magala Kodesh Baruch in your life. If you think you're gonna handle this on your own, Hashem says, you can manage on your own. I'm a busy guy. You don't need me. There are plenty of other people I can help. And he leaves you to your own devices. That's a very scary place to go. No, when we say that you don't get a test you can't handle, that means with Hashem's help, of course. With Hashem not helping you, you couldn't even breathe. So you wouldn't have too many problems, would you? The goal of the Yisurim is to get closer to Hashem. Sorry, what? I can't hear. There's too much noise. You bring out the British in me. I went to British schools. So South Africa was very influenced by the Brits. We were a British colony for many years. So one of the schools I met what was in the true British tradition.
What's the etiquette?
No, with a cane. No, they used a very fine bamboo cane. But the teachers wore those black robes. And, you know, it's very British. Okay. You bring out the best in you. Okay. Let's go weiter. Now, Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava, you know what, before we do this, I just want to show you.
He said the black rat will come with very nice on the back.
Take the photo.
And maybe it would be better.
He's from him.
He knows the halakha. Oh, he's the door to the building.
Okay.
Let's be upstairs.
Oh, Chavis and Avav is in the Agdomas to Betochen. I mean, without this, you can't even start. This is the basic yesod of Betochen, and without this, you can't start. Let's just maybe, before we go weiter, let's just get back to why we're learning the Sefer here. Because we're trying to get in touch with Betochen. Agirim Ashvi. This is the seventh cause that will cause you to be Betoch in somebody. Somebody has these seven qualities. So we go through. This is the seventh. Shezehu Shebotayach Boy. This thing, this person, this entity that you're trusting. Hu Nadiv Leivu Bar Chesed Betachlis. He is a Nadiv Leiv. He is a giving heart. And about chesed betachlis, it means he's not a guy that just does chesed now and again. He himself, the essence, is a bal chesed. Makes no difference whether you deserve it or not. And his nedivus, his giving, his chesed is constant and it never stops. Bilti umeti poisek, it never ends. So there's three things here. First of all, the div leiv about chesed betachlis. The person we're dealing with here is hulu chesed. Whether you deserve it or not, that's number two, because we often get into think, well, yeah, that's fine, but maybe I did this, maybe I did that, lo magieli. And third of all, it's constant. It never, ever stops. That's who we're dealing with. That's who we're trusting, and that's who we're relying on. Ultimately, that can only be Hashem, of course, yeah. But if you can find a human being that has this, then you're welcome to trust him as well. I mean, you wouldn't trust him if you didn't have this. But that's how the Chovas Lava builds it. He shows you the seven, and then he shows you that you'll only find these seven things in a Kodesh Baruch. So far, that's Poshut, Nachon. So that should very be easy. This Betochen story, now that we know this, should be very easy, right? Well, because you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kulu chesed betachlis. He only wants my best. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me whatever I need and will take care of me whether I deserve it or not, because his chesed is unconditional. We learned that from Menashe, Harosha. You're not worse than Menashe. However your Lord raised, it's not worse than Menashe. And Menashe also got Hashem to save him. Yeah. And that it's constant. It's not, well, Hashem is having a day off, so therefore I'm in a lot of trouble. No, he's giving and his chesed is all the time. When you have, we don't even talk about suffering now. We just have to show you shop at Tosh. We don't even talk about suffering yet. We're talking about, you want a betach in Hashem? You need to know this Hashem has. That is betachlis chesed. Whether you deserve it or not, and that it's constant. So that should be easy then. Having betochen should be easy. Why wouldn't people tell in Hashem if that's the quality he has? So, in Shai Yichud HaMaisa, the Chavis HaLavur brings three reasons, three causes, which prevents a person from being Oyved Hashem L'Shem Shemaim. I'm talking about L'Shem Shemaim, whatever, but these things will also apply to why a person won't have Betochen in Hashem. Agoyrim Echudu Sha'ein Adam Meivin Esei Elokim Ve'es Tuvoy. You just don't recognize Hashem and His goodness. In other words, that quality we just brought down in Shara Betochen, you just don't get it. Second, well, you don't understand Hashem and His mitzvahs. That's not called kach kashutas right now. Vagoyim ashlishi yil ahirurim shayetzahara mara lavleida adam. You have a problem with the yetzahara. The Yetzirah comes and the Yetzirah tells you he's an onachor. The Chovim Salavot himself contradicts himself. Yeah, but we see not like that. All the things we just saw over here. That is Nediv Leivu Bocheset Metachvis. Ben Mishnerei Lekach, Ben Mishnerei Lekach. When he divus a hit to me this for Chosta who built the Paisek, Yetzirah comes and says, yeah, Ulai, maybe, I don't know. And then it dilutes that grasp that you have on reality. And then you fall back into all the problems that go with that. The strangeness of your tochet is being attacked. And the ma'od mod kasher sounds straightforward. Hashem loves me, cares for me, only wants my best, and he's doing everything. No one can interfere with what he's doing. Therefore, everything's happening for the good. So therefore, everything's fine and fantastic and vital. And we know that that's the hardest thing in the world to do. Very, very difficult, but that needs constant chizuk. But having said that, we need to learn what he's going to say now. You'll tell me, yeah, Kabbalah is Yisurim Ba'ava? That's Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, that's Rabbi Akiva. They're called Rabbi Akiva. But I don't know if you noticed, Rabbi Akiva is a Tana, and I'm not even an Amira. So, well, you know, Rabbi Akiva, lovely. You're telling me stories about Rabbi Akiva. It's a nice story. I enjoy Rabbi Akiva's stories. Of a mazek kashu alai. You need to know that Kabbalah Yisroel Ba'av has nothing to do with madregas, nothing to do with levels. Madrega gavua mashmusa kashe omeres bifne adam abreira, kashe yoicha lasay dover mesema boicha shelo lasay. Madregas has to do when you have in front of you traces. You get given a certain sign, you can choose to do this, and you choose not to do it. Yisurim has nothing to do with our Bechira. Bechira is questions of levels. Where you are in your levels of Bechira, that's where you'll be tested. Yisurim has nothing to do with Madregas, has nothing to do with Bechira. You live perforce. You were forced into this world. And Yisurim, you can't run away from them. Whether you agree to it or not, whether you use your Bechira to say, I don't want this, they happen without your choice. However, we can choose how we relate to the Yisurim. Whether you approach the Yisurim through Torah spectacles, using Torah Askofim, that's the only practical Eitzah how you can come to Shalvan, Menuchas HaNefesh, in the face of Yisurim, is to filter the Yisurim through Askofas HaTorah, understand what's happening through Torah's MS, and not through Vada She'ein Zo Avoda Shel Yom Echad or Yomai. This is not work for one day. What's today? Monday. So Monday, Tuesday, you're not going to get this right. But by Wednesday, you should have got it. I see you're in no mood for any of this today. Okay. So maybe 3 days, yes. That takes us to Wednesday. You should have got this clear. No, this is a lifetime's work. All the Yisurim we went through. So you have to look back and see the Yisurim you had and see how those things turned out well. Where you see how the Yisurim turned out right. That's the experiences of the past. You had a Yisurim, you thought, wow, worst case scenario, and you saw actually it worked out to be good. And you also have to practice on the little things. You're not going to get this right if you wait for Armageddon and then you start thinking about Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava is on the little things, little. Chazal say, what's called Yisurim? You thought you had 5 shekels in your pocket and you only had 4, the Dugma. There are lots of times that if you can't find your car keys, or you think you just can't find your car keys because you're irresponsible. You can't find your kokish because Hashem doesn't want to define your kokish. Now, that's also called yesurim. You have to use those yesurim moments. They don't really wobble us too much. To step back and say, Ani makabelet yesurim azeh ba'ava. Thank you, Hashem. I recognize, I see you in this moment. Don't wait. Yeah, those kind of events. Nachon. Yeah. Where are my spectacles? Yeah. Which when you wake up in the morning and went to sleep with them on. And you know they're supposed to be there and they're not there. You go mad. Yeah. Or your phone's on silent and you don't remember where you put it. You know, those moments. You have to use those moments as a precious moment. It's a mammoth, every day you get a chance to practice. That you're having a day like you're having today, you're bouncing out with a smile on your face saying, wow, thank you, Hashem. Yom Yomai. No, no, I told you. The Lord Yom Yomai, Wednesday. Wednesday. Yeah, no, but practice on the little things. Don't wait till the Kabbalan gets hold of you. Okay? It's not the time to start working on the body.
It's reminding
me. Thank you, Shia. Yes, sir. Gamim berega rishono rishona leif shaites dam. Even when in the beginning of the Yisurim, you're bouncing off the walls, you're having a moment like you're having or whatever. It's difficult. You're having a rough time. This is happening. You don't want it to be happening. That's another problem, by the way. We don't allow Hashem's Rotson to run the show. I have a Rotson and Hashem has a Rotson. My Rotson is everything should just go the way I want it. And Hashem has a Rotson that your way isn't good. Your way is a dead end. So when Hashem does what I don't want him to do, that also creates friction and takes me out of my menuchas hanefes and shalvas hadas. I want to have an early night. I want to sleep with the baby screaming. It's not so easy to makabel ba'ava, especially when you're exhausted. Well, Hashem has other plans for you tonight, but they don't stem with my plans. So there goes the menuchas hanefes out the window. That's another area to work on. Start with the little things. There's so many examples in Chumash where you see the worst possible case scenarios and you see that Hashem is actually doing them chesed. Depends on our perspective on reality. Depends how the world talks to you. Do we understand the language of the world? That's the question. Do we understand what the world's saying to us? Have to develop a Das Torah for this. That's what you're trying to do here. So in the little areas, in the small areas, like Chazal Defan, I'm not making this up. He's a very schwach door, so let's use little examples. No, Chazal quite about we use examples that are, you know, you have to practice and practice and practice and practice until this becomes second nature. What?
This person, from a passive point of view, seems more palatable. This has just happened passively, right?
What do you mean passively? It can happen with an action.
You're sat there and the air conditioner breaks, fine. But when
fine?
No, I'm saying.
So you don't live in the Negev. No, that's big. You don't wait for the air conditioner to break. It's not working on Kabbalah. You're sorry, but they're not much worse than that.
I mean, but we're active as well in the world. We're expected to be active. And then what happens is these lines get blurred. The parallel lines, they get very, very blurred. My actions, you start thinking that they're causing certain reactions. It just gets very, very blurred.
How would that change your Kabbalah to stream the other, whether it's active or passive?
Blame yourself.
You blame yourself.
Which
oh, I made a mistake and therefore this is happening to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, for example, all the other cars drive past the garbage truck this morning, right, with these, and I was waiting. I thought, you know what, everyone else here, I can get past
them. You smashed your mirror.
That was something that I did actively.
1 second. Okay. So now, in when you're doing things actively, okay. So there's a couple of things. First of all, was it Bechira or not? If it's Bechira and you did something wrong, then you do tshuva and you move on. If it's not Bechira, then that's exactly what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted. That was the Yisurim you needed to get. I'll give an example. Everybody has this moment at least once in their lives. Yeah? He tells his kids that he's driving past a building. I could have bought an apartment there, mamash, for 80,000 shekels. Today, they're 3 million shekels. That idiot, what a schmoodle I was. Everybody had a moment like that? Or you bought a building and, yeah, the opposite happened. Yeah? There is no bigger clearer than that. Atakoifa gomu. You know why you didn't buy that apartment? The Hashem didn't want you to buy that apartment. There's no bechira there. Somebody once asked Moshe Reichman, who was the richest Jew in the world for many years, if not the richest person. He was richer than most countrymen. Yeah, he was a very frum Yerushalayim Yid. The Bitz of China told us, yeah, Zatzal, he told us, yeah, in the space Midrash. And he asked Moshe Reichman how he became so wealthy. He said, because one day Hashem put a chuk in my cup to buy a building. So I bought the building. I was more matzliach and I became very wealthy. And then one day Hashem wanted me to lose most of my wealth. So I put a chuk in my cup to buy a building, and I bought a building and I lost most of my money. That's how a frum Jew looked at reality. If there's bechira involved, yeah, and it's very rare that there is, but if there is, okay, so you have to go the tshuva path. And whatever happens, that's the kapara you need. But most of the times, it all goes through to your bechira. And then, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to you, and you have to learn to yad the messages. Not so simple, to yad the messages.
What's the message? If not having the
head
of not buying a sphere, which today would be over 3 million shekels.
I didn't want you to have the money, because having all that money may not be good for you. I didn't want you to be close to him. If you had that much money in the bank, you would forget about a ship. No, I'm just saying an example. You have to work out for yourself. I thought if Yeshua laid this skin when he was living in Yerushalayim in the old city, he owned what is today downtown Jerusalem. Downtown Jerusalem, you know, from the old city all the way up, you know, Yaffa, King George. There was a farm and he owned that farm. One day his son came to me. His son was a very clever businessman. His son came to him and he said, they've just rezoned our farm to be the central business district in Jerusalem. Prices are going to start skyrocketing. He ran and he sold it quickly. So what are you doing? He said, I don't want wealth. I don't want my to have wealth, and I don't want to have wealth because it only causes problems. Said, Lo Shaveh. Now that's Das Torah. Das Balabatim says different. You sit back and you go, Cuban cigars, I think. No? You think different. No, I'm saying Rav Dessler as well. You know the Maisel of Dessler? I'm not saying these are practical lessons for us. I'm talking about the Hashkafa. You have to attend these ideas to your world. I don't think you can live like Rav Lane, or you can live like Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler lived in London, or in Gateshead. I don't know where it was. He lived in the second story of a building, and he paid rent to the owner who lived downstairs. You don't have to be a business property genius to yad the deal. The owner died, and they put up the building for sale. So Ramot Kamiller of Dessler's Talmud came to him and said, we're going to buy the building. You'll stay upstairs rent-free. We'll rent the house downstairs, which will pay the mishkanta, and you'll have a free building, and you'll own the building. You think of a better deal than that? Somebody has any property experience. Is there anything wrong with it? Brilliant. Now you're paying rent. Not only will you not be paying rent, but somebody will pay off your mortgage, and you'll own this building for free. You like it? Rav Dessler said, I don't want to do this. It's not a good idea. Rav Miller was shocked. He said, it's not a good idea? Well, where's the flaw in it? He said, there's no flaw in it. He said, I just don't want to be connected to bricks. I said, this is not for us. If this ever happens to you, grab it. But Rav Dessler was on a level where owning property may not be a good thing for my avodas Hashem. Again. Who? What do you mean? I don't know that. I don't know what worries then, what worries he didn't have. I don't know what his expenses were. He was marrying with children. I don't know. He had a salary from the yeshiva. I don't know what he lived off. I don't know. Maybe he did that for lots of problems. That's not the point. We don't want to learn the practicalities of this from you. If you would do what Rav Dessler did, you'd probably be an idiot and you'd have to give him a cheshbon for it. We're not owner of Destazil, but I'm trying to just get an attitude across here. Not always having money is necessarily a good thing. A person has to stop and look at where my Avodas Hashem is going to be affected by all this money. When you're driving and saying, wow, I just bought that Dira, blah, 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 all these problems I'm having now, whatever, you're in a precarious. Because you did not buy that Dira because you were a fool. You bought the Dira because Hashem wouldn't have let you buy the Dira. And had you bought the Dira, it could have been the worst possible thing that ever happened to you. Who knows what could have come from you owning that Dira? Who knows what could have been? Who knows what Hashem protected you from by not owning that Dira?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. When you blame yourself for, you know, you drop off the puff and you scrape your car. The other day, I sort of sneaked in between the bus and it smashed my mirror. Yeah. So I'm finally, you have to stop and say, I did something wrong. But there's another point you're missing here when you blame yourself. Second, because when you blame somebody else, you're going to miss the message. And when you blame yourself, you're going to miss the message. Hashem's talking to you and he wants you to understand what he's telling you. Maybe he's telling you, why are you so impatient? Maybe you need to be focusing more on, you know, if I want you to be stuck behind a bus, then that's where you need to be right now. I don't know. You have to, a person has to get his own messages. But we need to start training ourselves to hear the messages and stop blaming ourselves and other people for the things that happen to us. You want to blame anybody, blame Hashem. Hashem says, you want to blame anybody for the Churban Beis HaMikdash? You want to blame anybody for the Churban Beis HaMikdash? Hashem says, blame me because I done it. No, but it was because of sin of Shechina, man. You're right. It's a call called Machona, but I burnt the Beis HaMikdash. Because ultimately, that's what's best for everybody.
Say, by blaming Hashem, you're at least connected. You're understanding the source.
The reason for Yisurim is now to get close to Hashem. So now you're coming to Hashem. You're working with Hashem. You're not blaming yourself, and therefore, where's there room for Hashem when I'm blaming myself? Or I'm blaming my wife or the tooth fairy? Where's there room for Hashem when there's blame? There's no room for Hashem. The only way you get Hashem into the picture is, okay, so blame him.
How do we protect ourselves from getting the wrong message?
Training and practice. You first have to want to get the right message. You first have to have a desire for the truth. I'll give you a few examples. Follow. He said you wanted to tell something. I don't notice you bouncing up and down. But he said you're
neglected to take responsibility. When you say responsibility.
You said not to take responsibility. Take responsibility.
I drove the park thing. Sounds like a stupid thing. Could be I didn't buy the Jira because I didn't.
Excuse me. If it was a Bechira decision.
That's a Bechira. So how do you know it's a Bechira decision?
Okay, you have to check. Get to know. You have to train. Once again, we said you're not going to get snappy, quick answers. It's a lifetime's training to have the correct perspective on reality.
Maybe I really wasn't falling up by material. Maybe I should ask a couple.
Maybe the lesson is you should have gone and asked a child and asked questions and consulted more. Whatever. It could be that Hashem didn't let you do that either because you wanted to own the Dira. Again, it's hard to see that had anything to do with Kuchira. If you're just being lazy, I shouldn't give you an opportunity and you're just being lazy. Yeah, I'd say the person, you have to get to know yourself well enough to know. But at the end of the day, it's a mama chane. You don't buy the deer, right now you don't have the deer, you don't have the money. We live in the present, not in the past. You can use the past to learn from your mistakes. As one person said, they told me the biggest thing you learn from is your mistakes. So I want to learn a lot, so I make lots of mistakes on purpose, that I could be a very learned person. No, I'm just saying we have a very narrow-minded perspective on reality. We need to broaden it a bit, but start with little things. Don't start with, oof, I should have bought the deer, or oof, I shouldn't have driven my car off the end of a cliff. Don't start with big things. Start with little things. That's what I'll tell you. Start with, I thought I had 10 shekels and I only have 9. Start with those things. You stubbed your toe. Start there. You're in the mikveh and you forgot a towel, you know? Start there. Don't wait till you're in the mikveh and someone steals your trousers.